T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Another picture-perfect day out there. Happy Tuesday to you. You're so funny. Trish has been working. I just love that our job, it's so stupid. We have the dumbest job in the world. People are out there creating things, and doctors, and architects, and Trish has worked for a couple hours now, putting together candy corn on a plate.
In order.
Yelling at Ben Boyd.
Don't hit the plate. They're in order.
She had a real talk with Ben. She was like, look, if you move them, it's not going to be funny. So I know what you're going to do. Just don't move them. Then we came into the green room and Ben said, seemingly unironically, look, I'm the only friend you have here.
He did.
And she goes, oh, yeah, you're my only friend. He goes, I'm the only friend, like real friend in life. And just like, damn, this is getting real.
All I said is don't move the plate.
So what's your deal there?
Oh, these are the turkey dinner Brock's candy corn.
Explain.
I went to Walgreens and bought them, and the Walgreens guy said, are you really going to eat those? I was like, it's an experiment. Don't worry about it.
It's an experiment.
That's what I said. I didn't feel like explaining.
Yeah.
So it's like turkey dinner in a bag.
Okay.
So you got turkey and gravy, stuffing, caramel apple pie, cranberry sauce, green beans, and coffee.
When I was a kid, I would have loved this.
And not together in one. It's like each one
sniffing each one. Yeah. They kind of all smell the same.
Now, are they supposed to be gross? Is that the deal?
Well, I don't know that they're supposed to be, but they are.
Okay,
Because some of the colors are so close together, you can't tell what's what. Yeah. So I had to really study them and find out what you believe. No, I didn't lick them.
I don't mean you licked mine. I mean, did you lick?
No, I took a bite of each one and spit 4 of them out.
Well, this is going to be fun.
I might end up I will definitely taste, but it might be like a wine tasting for me. I might spit them out because I do not like. It's mostly the texture of candy corn that really weirds me, but I don't know. But I'm excited to try the flavors.
Rich, if you ever don't have to explain spitting something out, I think it's these.
I like candy corn, though, so I'm excited to see how bad these are.
I don't like. The only way I like them is if you put peanuts in the bowl and they taste like a payday. It's really good.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, just mix them together.
Okay. Well, I guess it makes sense.
Way better.
It's a food day. Also, I have offered, Trish brought in a big bag of Cheetos.
Halloween. You opened it upside down, which is weird. They're cinnamon sugar flavored Cheetos for Halloween. They're called Bag of Bones.
And Andrew, you're my MVP for this. Mm. I told her, she goes, I could eat the whole bag. And I said, I'll give you $50 to do it. And she goes, no, I'm telling you, I can do it. I'm like, yeah, I'm telling you it's worth $50 for me to enjoy watching you do it.
Do it.
But why? I told you I could. It's not like a contest. Like I said, I can, and then maybe I can't.
You know why?
Like, I know that I can.
You know why? Because maybe you can't.
Yeah, maybe you can't.
That's
what
Rach
said. It's the thrill of maybe you can't.
But I told you I can.
I know you told me.
But we're not 100% sure.
Listen, we have been down this road. Like, we know, Trish. The three of us have been down this road 100 times of someone saying, I could eat 5,000 White Castles. And then you say, no, let's see you do it. And then they say, no, I promise you. And then they get through 5 and they're like, wow, can't do this.
Yeah. But I feel bad taking his money because I know that I can do it.
You should donate it to me.
Then try to do it.
You should donate it to me. Okay, I'll pay Andrew $50 if you can eat that bag.
Trish, do it.
It'd be much better if I was like laying in bed watching The Real Housewives.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's the setting.
It might be a lot harder to do it at work.
Yeah, when I'm talking.
Yeah, and just like, I don't want to actually finish all of this.
So you're in or out?
You want me to do it right now?
Yeah.
During the show.
I mean, how long do I have?
As long as you need.
Till six.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's
good. I'll do
that's,
it.
That's
I'm glad.
Okay, till four.
Four. No, three.
I would say
that's
three.
Insane.
Wait a minute. Because
insane?
I can't eat the whole time, obviously, because we're doing things. I'm not going to be crunching while we're talking to somebody about mummies.
Dude, we've already ruined Camel Eggs. I think it's the perfect background.
I'm not going to be crunching
while I'm
talking
about mummies.
I hate
when people eat on
the radio
and on the phone, so I won't do it to anybody else.
Rach had a personal appearance today, so the rest of the family had lunch out at the table. So it's me and Trish and the young man, and of course, the young man's holding court. And how do we even get started on this?
We were talking about
masks.
We're talking about masks.
Masks.
And
yes.
I was telling stories about masks and that I dealt with over the weekend.
And Rach, you've eaten with him. So he takes one tiny Squidward bite and then he sets his food down and he puts his hands in front of him and he starts telling stories.
It's the complete disengagement from the meal that is the part that drives all of us crazy.
See, but here's what I pointed out to Trish, because Trish was like, "You're not even eating now." And I'm like,
"Well, you completely stopped. It wasn't like take a bite here, take a like." He just sets it down. It's over.
We don't understand like the dinner conversation.
Yeah, but we don't.
You eat while other people are talking, which means you have to stop talking.
I wasn't holding anybody up, is what I'm saying. This time we're just hanging out at work.
It was a dinner show.
We're just hanging out at work, so I'm not holding anybody up by not eating.
So, Rach, here's how it starts. Here's exactly how it starts. So. I was at Buffalo Wild Wings, and a family of women walked in.
Family of women.
No, that was Quick Trip. Quick Trip was the family of women.
I have a bite of food in my mouth, and I came in late, and I go, I'm going to let that one pass. And Trish goes, family of women. I'm like, thank you. Good. Let's go ahead and do this.
What does that mean?
It meant like it was a family that was made. It was like a 20-year-old woman, a 40-year-old woman, and like a 70-year-old woman. It was a
you know
family.
What those are called? Women.
But it was like a group that was familial.
If three men came in, would you be like a family of men?
If it was clearly a grandmother, a mother, and a daughter, I would say, yeah, it's a family of men.
Okay, continue.
It's a pod. And I was saying that they were, I think I was just saying they were gross. I was like,
they
remember?
Were gross.
So I was saying, like, they didn't have masks on, but it's like, you know what? I'm glad I had a mask on around you, of all people, because they were like, they were real, like.
It was a family of gross women.
They were like.
Yeah, right.
Trash.
Oh,
they were trashy.
Damn, brother.
They were trash. Trashy.
That makes it better.
Like. The hyphen Y made it cute. They were losers.
I'm almost reluctant to define trashy, but is there anything you feel like you could say on the air without offending anyone?
This is like when Mark Close asked his daughter if she what a skank was.
I just mean, you know what trashy is. Like, when you think of trashy, that's what you think of. You think of, like, the...
think of a family of women.
I think of, like, greasy hair, unwashed clothes.
So they were dirty.
Like,
dirty. A family of dirty women.
Yeah. I'm just describing
right.
Who they were.
We're on board. We're following what you're saying.
Not trying to hurt anybody.
So
I'm just saying.
We have this big open space. I don't know. It's about the size of a half of a basketball court. Pretty big.
And
you could tell that Andrew was feeling himself. Like he was holding court. He was having fun. We're laughing. And I had a big bunch of grapes. And Dave Klein comes walking. He's maybe 50 feet away.
This sounds like a dream, by the way.
Andrew takes...
And I had a big bunch of grapes. And then Dave
ridiculous.
Klein showed up.
He plopped the biggest bag of grapes I've ever seen. And he goes, they're really good. Try them.
Andrew takes a grape and he goes, look alive, Klein. And he throws it. And it goes...
Dave didn't even move.
12 feet.
It hit. It shanked away from Dave.
He didn't try to catch. He was just like, why is this guy throwing grapes at me?
Speaking of throwing things, so Ben and Amy were throwing stuff in the office earlier, and Kevin Killeen comes in and goes, I'll try one. And so he sidearms it at this water bottle, and it hits me in the side of the neck at like 100 miles an hour. It made a sound like a gunshot.
And then he choked, like for real, Andrew. in the middle of telling all of his stories.
Oh, that's because, so scary. I'm sorry that happened.
Thank you, because they made me.
It wasn't that scary. We were laughing.
No, it wasn't that bad of a joking. It wasn't like a
dangerous joking. We're like, dude, you're never going to finish lunch. Just take a breath and eat. He goes, okay. And he takes a bite and goes,
so I took a bite and I started, then I started talking to show that I could talk at you at the same time. And I did the mark close, got hung up. Like, my first word, I was like,
man, there's nothing more embarrassing than choking, which is so silly because it's like
everyone does it.
If you hide it, you're gonna die. So you might as well just like prioritize that over looking a little silly for a second.
It never happens though at a good time.
I do think it looked very silly.
And then the next,
it was very dramatic because I don't do anything non-dramatically. So I do remember being like.
The next food-related funny thing, I thought it was funny, Rach was at her remote, and so she picked up McDonald's on the way, and I'm like, oh, what do you got?
So good.
Got a quarter pounder and fries and a soda, and the whole time she's just like, it's not enough, it's not enough. And
I just wish there was one more item in the
I'll
meal.
Tell the story.
Okay.
She goes, I just wish there was one more item, and I'm picturing like applesauce or carrots, I'm like what? And she goes, I don't know, like maybe another burger?
10-piece nugget?
I don't get McDonald's very often, so it's a huge treat for me when I go. And I actually did go on Saturday as well. I'm on a little bit of a streak. And I got the same thing last time. But I just went, like, I'm almost done with the burger, and I'm going, I need another one of these.
She said it again when you were out of the office. She's like, I need another one. Like, what'd
They're
you have?
So good.
I was thinking she was going to say, like, one
more
of those
than...
little burgers. She's like, no, a quarter pounder.
Well, you know what? I will swing through, and I'll get, like, the regular, like, a regular value meal. But then I'll throw, like, one cheeseburger on the side.
I should have done that.
Like, just in case.
I told Andrew, like, this is why I can't have McDonald's, though, because I had that for lunch, and I'm like, I feel amazing. Why don't I eat this every single day? Which would obviously be really bad.
They made a movie about that.
Yeah.
They do that.
Oh, man. Fat Dave. Because, like, at one point I got big enough. Everyone's just always like, you don't look bad at all. You carry your weight so well. Then I hit one point where people in family are like, so, any like cholesterol in your family? So I would go get food, like fast food, and I would get two or three items to eat in the car, which is just shameful.
You mean before you got home so they wouldn't know you had other items?
Exactly.
I've done that for lunch. Sometimes for lunch here, if we're not doing anything for lunch, I'll grab something on the way, and I'll just eat it in my car. Because sometimes I bring it in, and it's like everybody wants to talk about it. Everybody wants to be
what
like,
"What are you eating?"
Like I'm eating chicken tubes from the gas station. Like I don't want to
chili.
Yeah, if you make
chili chub.
If you make
take that to your mama.
If Charlie Brennan makes me explain to him what it is I'm eating, it's so much worse than just let me eat it in shame.
That's true.
Charlie
knows
who you are.
Well, he meets me every day.
No, I'm walking in with my bag of McDonald's and my giant soda, and I'm like, just please don't let me pass marathon runner Amy Mark scores in the hall. Any other
like
time,
shame.
I'm happy to see her, but just let me get to my office with my fast food.
That's funny. We have a real show today. Coming up at 2:30, we have Josh Saul from Bloomberg. I don't know anything about this, but evidently Bitcoin is really bad for the environment. And we're going to find out how. And then at 4:30, it's a ways away, but we have Judy Mann, who is with the St. Louis Art Museum. She's going to talk about mummies because it's Halloween. And then I'm really looking forward to 5 p.m. John Wade is the archivist emeritus at St. Louis University. Mm-hmm. And his obsession is The Exorcist and what happened at St. Louis U. So I've hooked him up with Astonishing Legends.
What is that? Is that you?
Is it you?
Yeah, on accident. I'm sorry.
I thought it was me. You looked at me. I was like, is that me?
What was it?
The best part is...
Go ahead, come clean.
The best part is Rachel even knowing it was her. All of us looked at Trish, including Rachel, who knew it was her. Was
I
like,
appreciate
Trish,
that.
How could you?
Sitting here, minding my business.
I opened Snapchat, and then I hit the wrong thing, and something came up. I don't know. I started playing music.
So, like, less of an accident, really.
It was an accident. I was trying to... My phone is really old, and it freezes. So, like, sometimes I try to X out of stuff, and it takes forever.
Okie dokie. 2:24 on the dot. DGS. Gorgeous day. So Trish has about 35 minutes to eat a whole bag of Cheeto cinnamon.
No, not 35. And plus, I forgot and I didn't start eating.
Yeah, I was going to say, you ate exactly zero on the break.
Can I have till 4?
I think four is reasonable.
Yeah, four is probably.
I mean, if you're going to keep eating at this pace, you could have till six. I mean, if you're just not going to eat them.
I forgot. I didn't really think we were doing it. I don't know.
I forgot.
I thought you changed your mind.
I kind of remembered once, and I was like, well, if they're not going to say anything, I'm not doing it.
You want to hear one of those dumb things I say?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the whole point of life, if anything, is just evolving and getting better. And, you know, and I just had one of those moments, and you're all going to make fun of me, especially Trish. I'm making fun of myself, but I went outside just right before the show, gorgeous day, and I'm walking up and I lean against a tree and just let the wind blow across my scalp, and I see a bunch of anthills, and I start to stomp on them, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to do that. Because when you're a kid, it's your job.
Oh, my God.
You can't walk past an anthill and leave it standing. And I'm thinking, I know they're ants, but...
Very big of you.
They built this whole
city. No, he did it first before he reminded himself.
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't. You stopped yourself.
Yeah, no, I stopped myself.
You stopped the massacre.
I feel good about it.
Was there a guy laughing?
What?
I don't know.
Yesterday.
Oh, okay. Was he like, ho, 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 ho.
What if the same guy?
Yeah, right.
Now he's setting anthill traps for you.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. What if I'm already dead and that's like death and he's just following me around?
Can I ask, like, what's the emotion that
Power.
You're feeling? Okay. So it really is like sadistic.
It's it.
Okay.
I wish I could say
about
something different.
Yeah.
Oh.
When you're what drives you to stomp the
anthill? When you're five. Yeah.
I'll trash an anthill if it's like in my yard or like in my driveway.
Get off of my property.
Exactly.
I'm trashing this anthill.
Because I don't want those things in my house. I want to discourage them from setting
up
camp.
If you ruin their house, they're more likely to come into yours.
What I'm saying is, because I'll flood it. I'll pour water in there.
God,
I'm saying,
so aggressive.
I'm saying,
geez,
I'm saying,
dude.
Try somebody else.
Try
the neighbors. Maybe
if you survive.
Mind.
You are so aggressive.
I will build 12 tiny coffins and leave them out like Morgan Freeman.
I am going to get a gun and blow this anthill up.
I will leave the bodies out as a warning.
I will use water. Even when I was five, I wasn't using water.
Oh, my God.
So are girls not like that at all? Like most girls?
No, I definitely remember knocking them over, but as soon as I was able to comprehend, like, oh, this is their home and they work many, many hours
so
on
I
this.
So I just hit your level of emotional maturity that you hit
at like age six, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds all right.
I don't remember seeing a lot of anthills, honestly.
Oh, woo.
We would play with roly-polies.
Oh,
would
I
you
love
just, like,
polies.
Squash them and kill them?
No, I'm not Jeffrey Dahmer.
Were you hunting the neighborhood dog today?
Right.
Man, I used to play with those, and I used to love fuzzy caterpillars,
yes.
And I would let them climb all over me, and now, that really uh-huh. weirds me out to think about, like, picking them
I
up.
I mean, lightning bugs. We used to tear the little light part off and put them on our fingers like rings.
Oh, my God.
Which is really, right.
I did that,
gross
too.
Now.
Okay, that is much worse than anything involving an anthill.
He's not wrong.
No, it's not, because at least you're making something out of it.
At least you're making jewelry.
It's art.
I think we're really getting to the difference between men and women.
Yes. Yeah, boys are just like, I'll just kick over this anthill.
Yeah, we're destructive
Forget
for no
ants.
Reason.
We're wearing the dead animal's body.
And then girls are like, I used to vivisect this bug because the guts were shiny.
Look, I'm engaged. You're like, woo.
All right, she's going in on
I'm
the cinnamon.
All right. She's gonna do
something. Hey, what's going on with these candy corns, by the way? Are we eating these?
I don't know.
Were we supposed to have eaten them already?
Dates, I.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's Dave's decision. I'm turning my mic off.
Yours?
Yeah, because you got to do something.
I really feel like we're all stoned. I really do. She's eating cinnamon Cheetos. We're
no
laughing
one has
at
ever
nothing.
Eaten Cheetos more adorably. Like, I don't know what's going on, but she's just like, oh.
You're very ladylike.
Yeah.
With
yeah. One at a time between.
I do feel bad. Trisha eats very ladylike.
Yes.
Meanwhile, I'm like, arr.
I wish I had another burger.
I'm like, don't look at me. Right.
Hiding from Amy Mark scores.
All right, do your life.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 236 on the dot. Happy Tuesday. Gorgeous day out there. My guest is John Saul from Bloomberg. He is a business and environmental writer, and we're going to be talking about Bitcoin and the effect that that has on the environment, which most of you are probably scratching your heads because you thought Bitcoin was just made up, and so how can it have any effect at all on anything? Thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here, Josh.
Yeah, definitely, Dave. Thanks for having me. I was just looking through some emails my brother-in-law sent me about Bitcoin mining and power, and I think that's one of the amazing things about the story is like people are so interested in Bitcoin. Covered a lot of different topics, and this is one where like you can be talking about somebody at dinner, and people from other tables like turn over to ask like, "Whoa, what's you guys are talking about Bitcoin?" So anyway, it's just a wild thing to look at. So Absolutely. Yeah, thanks a lot for having me on.
So Josh, here's my Bitcoin experience. So I knew about it, right? And then probably 6 months or so ago, I'm like, okay, what the hell? So I got a Coinbase account, put in about $500. Within 2 weeks, I bought Bitcoin, Ethereum, a whole bunch of stuff. And within about 2 weeks, I'm sitting on 10 grand. And I'm like, well, I'm going to quit my job. Like, I'm obviously some sort of savant. And
yes.
About a month after that, I'm sitting on about $1,000. And I couldn't take the drama, so I sold. And now I'm sure it would probably be worth about 30. So I learned you have to actually hold your investments, not just make them.
Yeah, Bitcoin, you know, similar to a lot of other investments, buying low, selling high is definitely good. But Bitcoin is an especially wild one because something like, you know, the Chinese government outlawing mining, you know, can just cause prices worldwide of the currency to go crazy. So sorry to hear about your experience, but yeah, it's definitely the ups and downs can be wild.
So Josh, okay, let's start real 101, and you don't have to spend much time on this, but just for our listeners out there who don't know what we're talking about, let's go with what is a Bitcoin and then what is Bitcoin mining?
Right. So Bitcoin is a currency, and people can buy it and sell it the way you would basically a stock, but also you can use it to buy something. So, for example, when Elon Musk is in the mood, you can use it to buy a Tesla, and then businesses that participate, you know, you can use a Bitcoin or a portion of a Bitcoin now that they're so valuable to actually buy something. So it's really a currency like any other, and the Bitcoin mining, where that gets pretty interesting, is in order to make sure that people don't spend in Bitcoin multiple places, basically to audit and make sure that and keep the whole system running straight. Bitcoin miners use sophisticated hardware to solve complex computational math problems keep the entire Bitcoin system running. And anyone who's running these systems gets paid in Bitcoin. So that's anybody who has, you know, a couple of computers running these calculations in their apartment, or more and more commonly over recent years, people running big server farms.
Josh, this is really interesting. I have read, you know, articles about this and how bad it is for the environment, but it never clicked with me that these people were keeping Bitcoin going. I honestly thought it was something where you could, like, mine them as far as, like, these are out on the internet somewhere, and it's like Mario's coins. You just collect them. And I thought that's why they were using up so much energy was searching for them. But you're telling me, no, they're hosting it, and they're getting paid in Bitcoin.
Well, it's actually, the way you describe it is actually not far off. In order for the Bitcoin system to work, for example, if I was going to take a couple of Bitcoin and go buy a Tesla right now, when that transaction went through, that transaction would have to be verified by people, by computers that would run complex calculations to make sure that I actually had the Bitcoin I said I was buying the Tesla, and then to confirm that Tesla got the Bitcoin. And then the computers that ran those calculations the fastest would be rewarded with Bitcoin. So they actually are, in a way, Mario running around the internet getting the actual Bitcoin. And then where this gets into environmental issues, which is really what I specialize in, is that all of running all those calculations uses a huge amount of power. So it uses actual electricity that would otherwise be powering factories or people's homes or Teslas or electric cars. And that's the main issue that people talk about when they get into the environmental impact of Bitcoin mining, is that there's a huge amount of electricity being used. There's always a new country being named as the comparison, but people will say it's as much, you know, as much carbon emissions as Pakistan, for example. So a whole country you know, a whole country's worth of emissions is being used to run, is being used to keep this currency going. And that's where people say, well, wait, should we be using that for something else or not using that at all and then releasing less of the planet warming carbon that's causing climate change? That's where people get into the environmental impact.
Yeah, I'm surprised this isn't a bigger story, Josh. I mean, if people drive a Tahoe or a Suburban, people look at them sideways because they have too big of a carbon footprint, but something like this could have as much output as a country. Why isn't this like the top story all the time?
So the issue is that it does use a lot of power. But then people also would compare it to, well, it doesn't use as much power as our global banking system. I even had a Bitcoin investor once compare it to neckties. He's like, I mean, we don't have to wear neckties. Like the necktie industry, we use a lot of power to make all these ties, to ship them all over the world, to light the stores where we sell them. If everyone just stopped wearing neckties, that also would be good. And his point, although it sounded a little silly, is basically that, you know, we choose what we want to use our energy for. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, well, Bitcoin is what we want to use our energy for. There's pieces of it that they really like. And another element that's interesting is that often Bitcoin is powered using renewable energy. So people, especially because renewable energy, like energy that comes from rivers that have been dammed or from wind power, solar, can be really cheap. People want to set up their Bitcoin mining operations, which just imagine a server farm or, you know, just a bunch of computers in a room. You know, they set those up, say, next to a big hydro dam in China. You know, then Bitcoin advocates would say that's not adding to carbon emissions at all because we're just using renewable energy.
Josh, I feel like every other day I see a headline that says some crypto creator has came back and said, oh, you know what? It's actually all fake. It's all going to collapse. But then, you know, you see other articles saying Bitcoin's getting bigger and bigger. What do you think the future is for crypto? Is this a fad right now or is it going to be going on in 20 years?
No, people seem extremely into crypto and the advantages it gives them of being able to hold the currency and sell the currency. So it seems like it's going to keep on going for a long time. I mean, this is not the most important metric in the market, but Bloomberg is hiring, I think, like 5 or 6 new reporters now to cover different elements of cryptocurrency. You know what I mean? The way that we have a large number of of reporters who cover bonds or equity or different parts of the market. So Bloomberg, the newsroom itself, is certainly investing in that way in cryptocurrency.
Josh, thank you so much and come back anytime. It's really interesting.
Wonderful talking to you all. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Man, I knew I shouldn't have sold.
I mean, it's not like you bought it super low, did you? You could probably just make the same investment sit on it.
Probably.
Do you still have yours in there?
I still have my Dogecoin. Yeah, I don't have Bitcoin. I bought the meme currency, which is currently worth 24 cents. It was up to 80 at one point.
Mm.
I got sucked into that. Yeah, those articles I talk about, it's like the creator of Dogecoin saying, it's fake, stop buying it. This is getting really stupid. But, you know, Bitcoin's a little bit of a different situation.
Yeah.
I'm glad I understand a little bit more when it comes to the mining. Because you see that in headlines and you go, okay, you, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm. How you doing over there?
I'm all right. There's still like half a bag.
Yeah, I know. That's why I bet you.
Well, I have an hour and 15 minutes.
I was thinking about what
can't
were we
wait
talking
to get
about?
That 50 bucks.
In the middle of this plate, because I put them out on a plate, because every time I reach my hand in the bag, I get cinnamon sugar all over my hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, why am I doing this? I'm 48 years old and I'm trying to eat a bag of Cheetos for $50. Like, there's something wrong with me. Just
yes. It gets a lot worse than
just
that.
Just hit me in the middle of this thing.
My advice is lean in.
What were we talking about yesterday about food and kids in school? Weren't we like, I can't remember, something.
Food sloshing around in your stomach?
Maybe, something like that.
And we all looked at you like,
Kool-Aid
what?
And wiggling around.
Right. It was talking about whether you could bring.
Oh, yeah, baked
kale. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Peanuts.
So Phoebe's mom is always taking care of like the school stuff and the room mom stuff. And one year I wanted in. And so I brought a bunch of...
You wanted in on the classroom stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So I brought a bunch of donuts.
I wanted in one year.
Like, I want to do it.
No, I'm pretty open about this stuff. And
were you jealous of the attention she was getting, be honest?
Oh, I mean, jumps the attention Trish is getting right now for eating Cheetos. So anyway.
I could do the room mom stuff.
We took, this was not my idea, but they took the donuts I brought, big donuts, and they hooked them to like fishing wire.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Fun.
You
yeah.
got it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Okay. So you put it on the end of a fishing pole and it's kind of like bobbing for apples, but it's a donut on a fishing line. So you have to like bite it and eat it off of the fishing pole.
Right.
Man, I haven't thought of that in so long.
So I'm doing it, and the first fish I get is this kid who looks just like Clarence, you know, from the cartoon. Mm. And somehow this kid doesn't bite the bottom of the donut. He bites the top and swallows the string.
Oh, no.
He's got these two big buck teeth in front. He's like, and I don't want to get in trouble. So rather than going like, oh my God, he's choking, I just took the pole
and
pulled him into the corner of the room like a fish. And then no one was looking. I'm just like, doink.
Mr. Glover is not allowed back.
Ooh, yeah, I caught a big one.
What made you think of that?
I don't know. Watching you eat for money.
Reeling the chili kid. Yeah. Quit fighting.
It's gonna go easier on both of us, dude. But I remember the
Dave's
most.
Dave's reeling him in. I got a big one.
But I remember
catch and release.
I remember the most is I pulled real hard and it popped out and he made a sound and he went sprinting across the room. I'm like, okay, here's where it all goes bad.
Yeah.
He's gonna go tell the teacher.
He's gonna tell on me.
But he just ran to get another donut.
But that's the same thing a fish does when you take it off the hook.
That's
true.
He swam off back into the ocean.
Do you know the story, Trish, about when Phoebe and I were fishing?
No.
So, bought a house right next to, right on a lake, and they stocked it, and it was like you would throw out a worm, and you would have a fish in 3 seconds. And Phoebe was 2.5 when we moved, so she was probably 3.5 or so when this happened. And I am not much of an outdoorsman. And just like bluegill, the size of your hand. And typically you could just pull the hook out. And sometimes it would be tough. So I would get like pliers. And Phoebe caught a fish with her SpongeBob.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
And she's holding it. And I'm having a real hard time getting that hook out. And she's starting to get a little nervous. She's like, she called me Dadu. She's like, Dadu, you're hurting the fish. I'm like, fishes love this. And so I just use all my strength and I just yank.
He just.
And it
Black Dahlia the fish
literally pulled the fish's face off.
Oh my God.
And she starts screaming. The fish starts screaming. I drop the fish and it somehow swims off with the face still on the hook. Oh my God.
And he's still like, fishes love this.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
No, that fish became a prophet or something, or I don't know, but
poor thing.
Yeah.
Not you.
I'm so sorry that happened.
I was feeling understood for a minute. 254 DGS. Thank you to Larry Andres, I think that's his name, Endres, who writes me handwritten letters. So sweet. Just wrote me to say that he really liked our coverage of Mike Schilt being fired and great job. And he signs it, your friend Larry.
That's so sweet. Nice. Thanks, so Larry. Sweet.
Larry, you are my friend. Probably my best friend. Just like. Ben Boyd is Trish's only friend.
My only friend in life.
So, how's it going, Ace?
Doing good. I'm going to slow down a little because I still have an hour. And I'm making myself sick.
Are you tired of them yet? Like, ugh,
a little bit.
Turning on you?
I wish I would have known I was going to do this. I wouldn't have had the subway.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not so easy after all.
Wow.
I didn't say it was easy. I was just like, I can do it. I know I can. So why would I take his money over something I know I can do? Mm-hmm.
Seem to be struggling a bit is all I'm saying.
This is the weirdest power struggle I've ever heard in my life.
I don't even know where I am in it.
I don't know where I am either.
I don't know what I'm rooting for.
I don't know why I'm doing it.
I just like how low-key Machiavellian Andrew's being in there.
Like you guys,
Andrew's like, it's interesting.
Just made me do this and I didn't even know what I was really agreeing to and why I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Andrew's Andrewness is exponentially accelerated by being in a separate glass door.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
Like the dealer on Let's Make a Deal. I'm just like staring out at you guys like,
very strange.
Yes.
Trish, you have a shout out?
Yeah, it's my sister Krista's birthday. Happy birthday, Krista.
Happy birthday.
We're seeing the line.
She's on the baby. She's right above me. Well, 4 years old. So she was a senior when I was a freshman, which was fun. Because then
was
I knew one of the
your
seniors.
Closest, like, growing up?
Well, she was so mean to me when I was little.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, she didn't want me to hang out with her and her friends. We're all pretty close, so that's even.
Yeah. So the kind of stuff that you would pull with your mom where you would go tell someone at Target that you'd been kidnapped or whatever. Were you doing the same kind of hijinks with your sisters?
Honestly, they did not want me to play with them, but their friends would be like, oh, she's so cute. Let her sit with us. Oh, and they would get like very angry.
We don't want you to play kidnapping with us, Trish. Go play kidnapping with mom.
No, I didn't say I was kidnapped. I would jump out of the cart and then act like I was lost. So they would call my mom over the loudspeaker. She loves telling, like, she'll tell that today to anybody who comes over. Oh, she was so bad when she was little. I had to stop going out.
So you remember it, right?
No, she just tells me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was wondering, like, how you would approach it. Like, what you're, you know.
What do you mean? Like, going up to the desk? Yeah. Oh, I think she just...
Would you try to cry? Would you...
Oh, I have no idea. I do remember calling 911 one time, just because, and then standing at the top of the steps when the cops came over, and it was like, I don't know what happened. I didn't do it.
You have a real specific sort of thing going.
She craved drama.
Yeah, have you ever had impulses like that since you grew up? Setting a fire.
Maybe saying she would eat the whole bag of chips.
But I didn't do that with the intention of for money, or maybe I was just trying to show off.
I could eat all of these.
He enters in his little room.
This will impress him.
Could you? Could you really?
Interesting. Can't wait to find out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.